You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Adam, a very good morning to you at the start of a brand new week. Listen, a royal interview. Prince Andrew defends or at least explains his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, morning. Yeah, he tries to explain the inexplicable, which is not that he was once friends with Jeffrey Epstein, convicted sex offender, paedophile, and who, it seems, killed himself, though some suggest maybe he was murdered. But anyway, Epstein was formally found to have killed himself before standing trial for sex trafficking. It's not that he was a friend of his, it's that he remained a friend of his. One of the explanations for remaining a friend was Prince Andrew says he flew to New York to meet up with Jeffrey Epstein to tell him that their friendship was over. He then stayed 4 days. He said it because he had things to do in New York. He denies having had sex with a girl who was just 17 at the time, Virginia Roberts, although this is what she claims. He absolutely categorically denies it. But the whole interview that Prince Andrew does is uneasy, awkward, as some have put it, excruciating. The choice of language is odd. His body language is odd. Any number of body language experts are appearing on our TVs and in our newspapers now explaining it. One comment, for instance, from Charlie Proctor, who actually runs a royalist website. I expected a train wreck. That was a plane crash into an oil tanker causing a tsunami, triggering a nuclear explosion. Or a former British ambassador suggested that he didn't believe a word Prince Andrew said, apart from the bit where Prince Andrew said he didn't ever pay for drinks. You get the idea that this is a PR disaster, and the idea that the Queen sanctioned it, if true, whoa, she's got it seriously wrong. But do you know what? Most people don't think that she did. Most people think Prince Andrew was told, don't do this, don't do this, and he did it anyway because of an arrogance in him. That's certainly the claim. How he goes on from here, no idea, but it looks stinky, frankly.
We'll certainly have to keep an eye on it. It's quite extraordinary. If she did sanction it, it'll probably be a mother's response to denials that perhaps a son yes. gives her. All right, Hong Kong violence, the protests are continuing, a big standoff at the university.
Yeah, well, 6 months on, and there were thousands again protesting over the weekend. It sort of dwindled down a little bit, but as we speak, I believe there are 500 who are still on this university campus in Hong Kong, refusing to budge. They've kind of holed themselves up and indeed have met police who've tried to move in with petrol bombs and bricks. This is not some sort of friendly love-in. This is a pretty serious thing. Most of them are masked rioters who have charged at cordons, as police put it. They've used tear gas again to try to disperse them. But interesting as well, while this goes on, and obviously it's ugly, and you worry how ugly it could end, this particular standoff on the campus. But at the same time, one of the key things that happened in the past 6 months was a law was passed banning protesters from wearing face masks. Well, a Hong Kong court has just ruled that the anti-mask law is unconstitutional, and therefore you are allowed to cover your face. Whether any number of European countries who have problems with burqas had similar sorts of court justice. Still tells you that it's incendiary in Hong Kong and will continue that way, I guess, for some time.
All right, finally, we'll wrap it up with green running. This is a new move to stop plastic pollution, particularly during marathons.
Yeah, a number of marathon organizers have taken steps about reducing the footprint, less plastic, not having plastic bottles, more recycled stuff and so forth. And over the weekend in Wales, in North Wales, the Conwy Half Marathon went the whole hog, pretty much, which is that they said that anyone who drops any kind of plastic pollution during the race outside of the actual water stations could be immediately disqualified from the race. 3,000 runners took part in this half marathon, so 20-odd kilometers, and as far as I can tell, they haven't yet reported on how many, if any, got disqualified. But it's a pretty heavy-duty thing to say that, you know, you can run 21 kilometers, but at the end it won't count because you dropped a plastic bottle along the way. Now, I'm all for not littering. It does my nut in when I see people chuck things out of their car windows and so forth. But at the same time, it is a marathon. Couldn't they just have a bloke following on behind with a bin bag? You know what I mean?
Can they keep up? That's the question. Adam Gilchrist, we'll leave it there for this morning's Worldview.